Good afternoon, New York, and the rest of our listeners around the globe. My name is June Stoyer, and I'm the host of the Organic View Radio Show. Our podcast is available on iTunes, Zune, and you can also visit our website, which is www.theorganicview.com. If you have any questions or would like to connect with us, you can simply post your question on our wall on Facebook, send us a tweet to @TheOrganicView, or contact me directly at June Stoyer on Twitter. If you'd like to be on the show or would like to find out about sponsorship opportunities, please contact us at questions@TheOrganicView.com. Today's show is sponsored by Eden Foods, one of the most trusted names in certified organic clean foods. Listeners of the Organic View Radio Show can receive 20% off any regularly priced items, excluding cases. Simply enter the coupon code ORGVIEW when prompted during checkout. That's ORGVIEW. For more special offers, please visit our website at www.organicview.com.
In school, children learn the alphabet by associating the letter E for elephant. Soon, that may change. What if children are taught E is for extinction because of the high price for ivory? On today's show, elephant advocate Jen Samuel is going to talk about an effort to push through a full ban on the sale of ivory in the state of New Jersey. So I'd like to welcome to the show Jen Samuel. Good afternoon, Jen, and welcome to the show.
Hi, June. How are you?
Fine, thank you. Jen, could you share a little bit about yourself with our listeners?
Sure. My name is Jen Samuel. I'm the founder of Elephants DC. We are a nonprofit based in Pennsylvania dedicated to ending the ivory trade and promoting elephant well-being.
Thank you. Now, Jen, with all the different NGOs out there, why did you create Elephants DC?
Great question. We incepted Elephants DC after the first International March for Elephants on October 4th. It brought together people from around the region and around the country. And in DC, after the march, we said, what next? There wasn't a ban that automatically happened because we marched to the White House. So we began working together and formed an organization to fill a void of representing a voice consistently calling and unequivocally demanding the end of all ivory sales in this country. Elephants face extinction. We don't have time to wait. If there was an organization solely dedicated to ending the ivory trade, as we are in the D.C. area, we would have joined. There wasn't. And now here we are voicing for the elephants the need in this country to outlaw ivory trade before it's too late.
Thank you. And I just want to point out, folks, that this is actually very true with many other areas within activism and advocacy. While there may be some organizations that have been around for a long time, some of the things that they focus on don't necessarily cover everything. Jen, can you share with our listeners what exactly is the benefit of poaching elephants?
Money, greed, power, if you want to call those terrible acts of violence upon elephants beneficial to anyone on the planet. It serves no good. It serves not the greater good of our planet. Elephant poaching destroys ecosystem, destroys thousands of herds of elephants that have been roaming the earth for so long, and it destabilizes Africa, threatening human beings. It's just a terrible, terrible thing to do. These elephants deserve our respect. So what does poaching benefit? Certainly not the greater good of the planet. That's for sure. Seems to benefit a lot of fallacious language out there, a lot of smoke screens for what's really going on, the pillage of the resources of the earth, that in 100 years there's going to be some consequences if we lose the elephants in the forests of Africa.
Now, Jen, many people don't understand that poaching is directly associated with terrorism. Could you please explain why that's the case?
I want to preface this by saying that ivory is part of a three-spear crisis: poaching, smuggling, and buying. We know that people, poor, impoverished people, are being taken advantage by middlemen who are paid by international traders, smugglers, who in turn bring this smuggled raw ivory into China, where 70% of the ivory goes from Africa. It's carved. That ivory then moves to the U.S., where the number two consumer on the planet. So that's the global network of the ivory trade. There's the poaching in Africa, the smuggling that's international, goes to Europe as well. And then there's the buying once it's into the legal market, hiding under that guise. As the elephants are being poached in Africa, it's not just poor poachers in isolated villages doing this. We're talking about huge militias. We're talking about Janjaweed, who slaughtered and killed so many people, the Lord's Resistance Army that kidnaps children and the ones they don't slaughter with machetes. And we're talking about an Al-Qaeda affiliate, Al-Shabaab. We're talking about militias riding in horses and caravans and slaughtering 100 elephants at a time, including 30 pregnant females. Now, elephants can only get pregnant one day every 5 years. So you can see why the species is heading extinction. We're talking about a global trade with militia and international terrorists slaughtering these elephants en masse. It's terrible what's at stake here.
Now, Jen, can you talk about the campaign that you have in the state of New Jersey and why it is so critical that a full ban occurs, not just a partial ban?
Sure. The United States is the second largest market for ivory in the world after China. New Jersey is neighbor to the largest market for ivory in the U.S., which is New York. There have been several high-level profile cases that have been prosecuted with international smugglers bringing in a lot of raw, illegal wildlife products because it's hiding behind the guise of antique, mammoth bone, and even jewelry with false documentation. It's so important to have a full ban in the state of New Jersey because, A, it sends a message to the terrorists that you can't continue slaughtering these elephants half the time in World Heritage sites en masse to fund your nefarious activities. The terrorists, we know of at least 7 known terrorist groups in Africa turning millions, multi-million dollars in profits from slaughtering these elephants. They trade the ivory for weapons, and then they do acts of terrorism. And they would like nothing more than to hurt Americans. So that's one reason why we should fully ban ivory sales in New Jersey. Number two, we have to close the loopholes, these international smuggles. So we know it's impacting terrorists in Africa, but it's also benefiting international syndicates. We're talking about some of the worst mafia members in southern Italy, part of the ivory trade. We're talking about the North Korean government, part of benefiting from ivory smuggling. So it's just, and another great point is that people that smuggle arms, drugs, and humans also smuggle ivory. So this is really standing up for justice by saying we're not going to allow this to hide behind the guise of legality anymore. It's a brutal, bloody trade, and we don't want to lose elephants to extinction for future generations and our national security. So it's an opportunity to take a stand, and that's why New Jersey should and can lead the way.
Jen, why is a partial ban as opposed to a full ban not enough to prevent the extinction of elephants?
June, because only a full ban will ensure that the stockpiles of ivory that these terrorists use and possess will not be salable and will not have value. The sale of ivory as well as the rhino horns are what terrorists use to fund their agendas.
Thank you. Now, Jen, can you talk about the campaign that you have in the state of New Jersey and how people can get involved?
Sure. There is bipartisan legislation to ban the sale of ivory and rhino horn products in New Jersey. Possession of elephant ivory or rhino horn products will not be affected by the legislation. Musicians can continue to use instruments with ivory if desired. People can still inherit family heirlooms, such as teapots with ivory handles, although, side note, I'm very impressed that Scotland Yard in the UK this week had a bullet for people to turn in their ivory heirlooms to be destroyed because we are seeing all around the world an increase in consciousness that the elephants have value and the elephants alone deserve to own their tusk. Let the elephants keep their tusk. So we're trying to have a shift that we're valuing the elephants, not the ivory. But in New Jersey, again, with this legislation, the only impact is the sale of ivory. People can continue to possess legally acquired ivory as long as no commercial activities are involved. And you know what, June? The world looks to the United States as a nation dedicated to the principles of democracy. And we must be a country that acts for the good of humanity. We must go further than we ever have gone before, despite the pushback from those who are unable to recognize that their attachment to ivory trinkets in no way justifies the extinction of the elephant species. In fact, children learn that E is for elephant, not for extinction.
Jen, I appreciate all of your time today. Could you share with our listeners how they can get involved with this effort and also with your organization?
Thank you, June. I would ask everyone to please, please write to Governor Christie and ask him to support a full ban of ivory sales in New Jersey. They may visit www.state.nj.us/governor/contact. Constituents in New Jersey may reach the governor directly via 609-292-6000. Again, we are stressing for constituents in New Jersey to be the one to make those phone calls out of respect for the governor's time. He did stand up for New Jerseyans while he was a federal prosecutor for the District of New Jersey. He defended New Jerseyans' security and safety, and we believe he will act to do that now and to combat the acts of terrorists by ending a source of their funding, which is ivory trade.
Thank you, Jen. And folks, for more information, please check out the companion article to this interview, which will be on theorganicview.com. It doesn't really matter what country you're located in. If you want to help the elephants, please do what you can. Either contact Jen's organization, elephantsdc.org, or contact one of the local organizations. Also, more importantly, educate children. Let children know, because this is the world that they're going to inherit. Thanks for tuning in, everyone. This has been June Stoyer with the Organic View Radio Show. Have a great afternoon.